You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Friday, it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And oh my gosh, it's going to be such a great day.
Let me explain something to you. We're going to do real journalism work today. Only not me, per se. We're bringing on an investigative journalist about 30, 45 minutes from now. She's going to talk about corruption in the Biden administration. It's actually worse than you think. So that's on tap a half hour from now. We're going to talk about illegal immigration and the Romans. Ooh, we might even start out with that. There's a hilarious bit of Eric Adams sound that somebody dug up. It wasn't me. I've been laughing all morning. We'll talk about that. We have a veteran, former Border Patrol guy, wants to know, was it all worth it? He's feeling pretty down. Speaking of illegals, who do they hurt? The poor areas. We'll talk about that. Meeting new people, food, more on the Gestapo Museum. So much tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. But I want to actually begin here. Hi, Jesse. This is, oh, by the way, in case you're wondering what's going on right now, remember, this is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. The whole 3 hours are yours. Whatever questions you've emailed in, and you can still email in. We are live, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Hi, Jesse. Illegal immigrants serving in the military is the subject line. This is the final mistake the Romans made. They hired foreigners to fight their wars. Foreigners have no skin in the game to fight for the country they have no ties to. Okay, let's talk about this for a moment. As it pertains to America, as it pertains to Rome. We are filling up the country with illegals. You've already heard from United States senators that we fill up the military with illegals. People are making the comparisons, justifiably so, to the Roman Empire. But what actually happened in the Roman Empire? How did they get to the point where there were Germanic tribes, where there were all these, quote, barbarians fighting in the Roman army, and there weren't Romans? Well, let's do a real simplified version of this, because we have a ton of questions and a ton of fun to have, but let's have a talk about this. How did that happen to Rome? Well, we look at the end, and we say that's what caused the end. We look at the Roman Empire, and we look at things like the army being full of illegals, and we say, look, that was their downfall. But this is the mistake we make, and it's a very human mistake to make. I make it. You probably make it. We look at the end and say that was it. Have you ever known a couple that got divorced? Or maybe you're one of those people who's gotten divorced. Have you ever known one, or maybe you are one? And here's how it goes, because I've known many people who have. Here's how it almost always goes. At the end of a bad marriage that's blowing up, somebody will do something that's the final straw. Ah, he kicked the dog, she made out with the mailman, they yelled at the kids, whatever. There's always a final straw. And what happens is the people around them and they themselves will oftentimes point to that as being the reason. See, I left him because he kicked a dog. And when she goes out with her girlfriends that night and they get really annoying at the bar, as drunk women do, and she's like, oh, men suck. He shouldn't have kicked the dog. He kicked the dog and I left him for kicking muffles. But there's a long story, usually, before the dog ever got kicked. The story of that divorce, the cause of that divorce, it's not really the making out with the mailman or the kicking of the dog. Oh, yeah, that's the straw that broke the camel's back, as the saying goes. But the story's long. Many bad guys, usually, on both sides. A lot of ugly here and ugly there till they got to the end. Where we are right now in America is ugly. There's no question about it. And what we're tempted to do is we point to one individual thing or one individual person as that's the cause or that's the cause. Or we'll do the same thing with our potential saviors. That's the only one who can save us. He's the only one who can. Have you ever said that word? We're in the middle of a Republican primary. Have you found yourself starting a sentence like that? Or I should say ending a sentence like that. Fill in the blank, whoever your preferred guy is. Fill in the blank. Blank is the only one who can. But the thing is, none of those things are accurate. None of them are accurate at all. What happened in the Roman Empire was this. The Roman Empire began to be extremely rotted and corrupt at the top. Stop me if any of this sounds familiar. You see the wealthy elites in the Roman Empire of every party, the senators, the rich people, they were acquiring wealth and status for themselves, and that's fine. But they really found a faster and easier way to do that. Slaves. They began to import slaves en masse into Rome. Every time you win a war back in the day, remember, slavery is the human condition, always has been, frankly, always will be. They would enslave the people. If you're a gigantic plantation owner, maybe you own a bunch of factories in Rome, you don't like paying these middle-class Romans wages. Why would I pay wages? I'll go down to the slave market. I'll pick up 20 strong men. And now my workers work for free. And if they tick me off, I'll crucify them. Works out well for me if I'm a Roman baron with no moral compass and no love of country. What happened was the Roman elites, and this took place over years and years and years and years and years. The Roman elites, again, stop me if any of this sounds familiar, they stopped thinking about Rome and they only began thinking about themselves. It was no longer Cincinnatus. He's one of the famous Romans of history. He left his farmer's field to go take over as basically a temporary dictator to fight off the enemy. And as soon as he was done, he did this as a burden. This was a burden on him. He didn't want it. As soon as he was done, he handed the dictatorship right back and went right back to his farmer's field. That's why you have Cincinnati, Ohio, by the way. Anyway, those kind of Romans started to go away. And it all became about themselves. They weren't raised to love Rome. They were raised to love themselves, raised to only think of themselves and their glory and their wealth. And soon you found a country where veterans were getting disenfranchised. Again, none of this sounds familiar, does it? Veterans of these foreign wars were not treated properly. If you do any reading on Rome, especially the fall of the Republic, when they went from being a republic to being one taken over by emperors, you will see the veterans time and time again would go fight and bleed for their country, and they would come home and they had been promised all these things. You will have a plot of land, you will have this, you will have that, only to be done wrong by the elites of their society, disenfranchising the veterans. And soon Rome got to a place where they didn't really care or value the veteran's status at all. It used to be, in the early days, something you had to have if you were a man who wanted to rise in Roman society. Remember Hannibal at the Battle of Cannae? He killed about a third of the Roman Senate. Can you imagine that? Picture the losers we have in our Senate. Their senators grabbed their swords and marched off to die in battle. There was such a love of country and such a priority on fighting your country. Rome in the later years? You never saw that. Tubby senator, he's not going to stop eating olives with his 40 slaves fanning him in his garden. No. That's for the peasants. The peasants go fight. And as the country began to lose its way in many different ways, Romans were no longer raised, no longer indoctrinated in a culture that valued being Roman, that valued fighting for your country. And the country itself turned into a country, a nation, I should probably call it. It turned into a nation that wasn't admirable enough to fight for. So when you're a young Roman man, 15, 16, you don't look up at the Roman legionaries anymore. You look at that stuff and think, wow, what a waste of time. Who'd go fight over in Africa for this country? And there's a problem. And it's a problem we're about to run headlong into in this country. I'll continue that thought in a moment. Hang on.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so?
Yeah.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, we are still live. You can get your questions in, even though we have a bunch of great ones. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com is the email address. We're talking about illegal immigrants in our military, and we're doing a little Roman history of it. So the Roman nation began to crumble. The people themselves began to be a lot less patriotic as the nation became more and more and more corrupt. Being a veteran used to be really a requirement in Roman society. If you wanted to advance, you had to prove. What have you done to prove you love your country, serve your country? Look at these losers we have in Congress, in the Senate now. Even our elites, our millionaires and billionaires, you know, it used to be those guys all served. They all did a stint. No one does now. I'm going to read a separate email for you that's going to help me make my point as we wrap up this point. There's a bunch of other stuff I want to get to today. But I think this will help make the point. Jesse, was it worth it? I'll keep this short. I'm a military veteran, former federal air marshal, 4.5 years, and recently retired U.S. Border Patrol agent. I've devoted my life to this country. I listen to your radio show and a few others. Long story short, my wife of 27 years just left me, and the current administration flushed everything I've worked for down the toilet. I loved this country. Friends have died for it. But I just wonder if it was really worth it in the end. What say you? All right, I'm going to address his... Was it worth it? I will address that question. I will, if you give me a minute. I just wanted you to hear that because that's not some kind of a one-off. We have so many vets who listen to the show, guys who were in, firefighters, cops. This is it's a show popular with that community, which obviously we love. That's a common email I get. Jesse, why did I do it? Jesse, why bother? Jesse, do you think what you did was worth it? Jesse, I don't think what I did was worth it. It's a very, very, very common thing. Let's set that aside. I'll answer that question in a moment. But that question is being asked by the most patriotic people tells you where we are as a nation. I don't have a single veteran friend of mine, not one, who has children and is encouraging them to join. In fact, almost to a man, they're telling their kids not to. Okay, so where does that take us as a country? The Biden administration has very successfully purged many of the patriots out. The wonderful patriots who are still in will keep their mouths shut or they will be run out as the Biden administration turns the military into its commie enforcement arm so they can use it the way they really want to one day. Well, what that does is it drives recruiting numbers down, as you're seeing, and then they pop their heads up and say, well, we certainly can't reduce the size of the military. That's nothing we could ever consider. After all, what about Ukraine? So let's just grab all the illegals we've flooded the country with, hand them a rifle and a uniform, and tell them they're Americans now. That's virtually identical to what happened in Rome. Roman citizens lost that love of their country, and frankly, it was warranted with how evil the government had gotten. They stopped being raised to serve their nation. Their nation had grown so rotted and corrupt and evil. Who wants to go die for Nero? Who wants to go die because Caligula is having a moment? Nobody does. But the nation itself, it doesn't see that happening. It doesn't see the patriotic people being disenfranchised and then reform its ways. That's not generally how corrupt nations go. They look at the military recruiting numbers and they see this is happening in America right now too. They see that the patriotic people aren't joining. And trust me, quick pause on that. They know exactly who isn't joining now because they track it by location. Remember, the military has recruiters in a million different locations. The southern boys, the rural boys, the ones who've been winning your wars for you. They're not joining anymore now. That's where the recruiting numbers are really, really down. And so they know that. They know what's happening. They love it that it's happening. But they're not going to take any steps to outreach those guys. They kicked them out for a reason. They wanted them gone. They're simply going to fill up the military with people who don't do what the men and women currently in uniform do. Get a little teary-eyed when the national anthem plays. Well, the communists and the Democrat Party aren't interested in that. In fact, the people who do that kind of thing are considered to be a threat, or at least a potential threat. You don't want those people in the military. You don't want them with guns or training. You want them gone. Send them out of there. Let's just grab the latest batch of people we hauled in here from Haiti, hand them a paycheck, three hots and a cot, and a weapon. What won't that guy do? Do you remember? Everyone seems to have forgotten. I remember it like it was yesterday. Do you remember? I think this is a couple years ago. You remember when 14,000 Haitians showed up on our southern border? You remember that was the whole Border Patrol whipping scandal where the guy didn't whip anybody. He was just trying to stop a Haitian from coming into the country. And the worst part of the scandal was the part nobody really focused on. They were there for a few days. It was giving the Biden administration some bad press. And we all woke up one day and they were gone. Only they didn't go south. They came right into America. Now, let me ask you something. You're someone who escaped Haiti, or more accurately, most of those Haitians were actually in South America living in squalor and they came up here. Either way, you escaped some dump and got here. Who are you really loyal to once Democrats hand you citizenship? Yeah. Take your chalk. Take your male vitality stacks, fellas. Female vitality stacks, ladies. Make sure your energy level, make sure your focus is where it needs to be. Because these times that we're in and the times that are coming, there are going to be times where strong people can survive and weak people do not. Make sure your mind is sharp, your body is sharp. All natural herbal supplements from Chalk, and everything's on sale. And let me just go ahead and point out the great Chad mode again. I lifted this morning, about 20 minutes before I did that. Had a little glass of water with some Chad mode in it. Gosh, I took off like a rocket ship. My arms are still shaking. I worked out so hard after that. chuck.com, promo code Jesse. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. Go get you some natural herbal supplements. We talked to investigative journalist Alana Goodman about Biden corruption. Next.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I always felt like that song was about me. In fact, I still feel that way. They were probably talking about me. Anyway, we're going to step away from screwing off for a living here for a couple minutes because someone did some actual journalism. It's not me, of course, but it's Alana Goodman. She's one of the better investigative journalists in the country. She writes for the Free Beacon. Before I go to her, though, I want you to hear an interesting little bit of questioning. What you're going to hear is Josh Hawley, senator out of Missouri, talking to a Mr. Jigar Shah. I don't know. I'm uneducated. But I don't know how to say his name. I do know this. He's Biden's energy loan czar. Follow along with this little line of questioning here for a minute. Hear this.
American innovators and entrepreneurs who want to...
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General...
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
The word on the street then was, he's too country for pop. But then once I got to country, it was, he's too pop for country. So I kind of never really had a place to fit in, but that's exactly how and why I fit. I just embraced that. Like, yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scale up their technology.
Applicants for loan programs?
Applicants for DOE funding.
Wait a minute. You think it's a good idea to go to events where people are trying to get federal money and they're paying to see you?
They're not paying to see me.
I thought you just said you spoke at events where people paid.
Not to see me. I mean, I'm not that important.
You're the... Wow. You'll learn new things every day. What's your title? You're the director of what?
Of the Loan Programs Office.
You're the director of the Loan Programs for the federal government, Department of Energy. People are who want to get loans from the government are paying to see you, and you think that that's fine?
What's
That's not a rhetorical question.
Man, I'm uncomfortable for him. Anyway, an interesting piece in the Free Beacon today. Let's go to the person who actually did the work and wrote it, Alana Goodman. Alana, I'm uncomfortable for that piece of trash. What did you find, and how did you even get on this whole story?
That was one of the most uncomfortable interactions I've ever seen in my my history of covering congressional testimony. Yeah, that was very interesting by Josh Hawley. And so this is, so Jigar Shah, he's the director of this loan programs office. And I'll give your listeners a bit of background on this. I'm sure a lot of people remember the Solyndra scandal from back under the Obama administration, where there was the Department of Energy gave out like a $500 million loan to this green energy company that then went bankrupt. And taxpayers were basically left holding the bag, and it was a politically connected company. So the office that gave out that loan within the DOE is called the Loan Programs Office. And after that scandal, the Obama administration basically just mothballed this office because of all the scrutiny on it. And that was how it remained under the Trump administration. It really wasn't doing much. Now, after Biden was elected, his transition team decides they want to, like, they see that this office could be very useful for what they want to do. So they bring in this guy, Jigar Shah, who is not a bureaucrat. He is somebody who made a lot of money in the green energy industry. He's like an entrepreneur. He's very, very well connected in that world. And they brought him in to run this loan programs office. And the spending bills that, you know, Biden has gotten passed, the American Rescue Plan and the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act, they've used that to funnel billions of dollars into this previously very small kind of unknown office. They now control a $400 billion budget. And they're handing out tons of this money to green energy companies. And, you know, funny enough, a lot of these companies, it turns out, have connections to Jigar Shah from before he was in government. So that is something that I've been looking into. We've found multiple instances of this. And it's getting some attention on the Hill now. So that's really interesting to see.
Okay, so look, as you well know, I'm stupid, so I'm going to try to walk through this, and I want you to correct me if I'm wrong about anything. There's this dirtball commie green energy loan department. Biden puts this dude who's a green energy industry guy in charge of the loan department. They then hand this dirtball $400 billion of my money and your money, and he in turn hands it out to a bunch of companies he previously worked for or with. Did I mess that up?
Right. You pretty much 100% got that. So yeah, it's really interesting. And actually the way I came across this was, they hosted a conference. So the Loan Programs Office at the Department of Energy hosted a conference back in October for companies that wanted to get these loans, like loan seekers. I got a call from some industry people who were like, energy industry people who were like, we can't get into this conference. It's a government conference. And yet, you know, we have to go through this like private nonprofit to get an invitation to it. And it's an invite only conference. And that's really unusual. So it turns out that this nonprofit group, this government office had partnered with a nonprofit group, which handled like all the invitations, ticket sales for this conference, everything. And they were giving it to, you know, this select group of people who were in the industry to come. And that group, the nonprofit group that was doing this, was founded by Jigar Shah before he joined the Biden administration, and was run by, you know, I mean, people who he had brought onto the board of this nonprofit. They were essentially acting as gatekeepers for companies that wanted loans from Jigar Shah's office. And it was an organization that he founded. So they were making money off of all of these companies that are seeking loans. And I just thought that was a fascinating story. So that, I reported that in October, and that was what Senator Hawley was pressing Jigar Shah about during his congressional testimony. Why Jigar Shah had been speaking at paid events for this organization.
Speaking with Alana Goodman, investigative journalist with the Free Beacon. Alana, okay, so government corruption is not exactly a new thing, as you are well aware, and you're very aware of the corruption of D.C. and the various administrations, because this is what you do. How bad is it? Honestly, it's fine if he's better, right? Just tell me honestly, how bad is the Biden administration for this blatant cronyism compared to others? I know they all suck, Republican and Democrat alike.
Right.
But Biden seems so dirty. I need a shower every time I talk about him.
I mean, I would say that this is fairly surprised. I mean, it's fairly blatant. I think that, you know, a lot of times these like government bureaucrats will attempt to kind of hide it a little bit more or fly under the radar a little bit more. I think because this is involving green energy, which, you know, a lot of people, I mean, it's not a hugely controversial thing, right? People think that clean energy is great. And so I think that, you know, they assume, especially Democrats, assume that there's not going to be a lot of people poking into it because, you know, the media is largely supportive of clean energy, and it's not seen as a controversial thing for most of the mainstream media.
Alana, I don't wear turtlenecks, really. It's not something I do, but today I'm wearing one, and there's some kind of a debate on the staff. I feel like it makes me more European. What say you?
I agree. I think turtlenecks are definitely European. What prompted you to wear the turtleneck today?
Well, look, I just got back from Europe, and I'm basically half European now. I even speak European for the most part, and I thought I would just look the part on a Friday today. I mean, obviously, I bleed red, white, and blue, but I'm very sophisticated now, as you well know, and getting more so the more I wear these turtlenecks.
It sounds like it, so I'm excited to hear more about this transformation. But
good. Well, I will make sure I clue you in next time we hang out. Alana Goodman, thank you, ma'am. Well done. That is an awesome story. Thank you very much. All right. I knew about the turtleneck, Michael. You can deny it. Don't shake your head. Look, you just heard it right there. That was an independent voice backing up how European I am now. You don't count as an independent voice. You're against me. She was on my side. You know who else is on my side? Pure Talk. I like spending my money with companies that share my values. You know how I'm all about small businesses. We always talk about that on the show. I try to shop small and shop small and shop small. Why do I do that? It's not because of the size. It's because small businesses are much more apt to share my values. It's hard to find big companies that do that. It's hard to find a cell phone company that does that. Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, they hate you. They hate me. They hate our values. But then there's Pure Talk. You don't sacrifice coverage, same great 5G network. You can keep your phone, keep your number. You can get a new phone, new number if you want. You will save a fortune. Our family bill got cut in half when we switched from T-Mobile to Pure Talk. But probably most importantly, they share our values. Their CEO is a veteran. This is a company I love. Switch. It takes 10 minutes on the phone talking to an American. #250 and say Jesse. That's all you have to do. Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse. Switch to Pure Talk. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Now, that was the interview with Alana Goodman. I understand I still owe the guy an answer, the one who said, was it really worth it? I just have to pause on that really quickly and play something for you. Now, I need to explain this video, this audio I'm about to play you is old. I think it's from 2011, but it's old. It's old. But this is New York Mayor Eric Adams, and he was then a state senator at the time. And what you're about to hear is a video he put out showing parents how to search their children's room. And, you know, I think I'm just going to let him go.
You can look in the jewelry box, a jewelry box of this nature, maybe a simple jewelry box. But if you look through it closely, you don't know what your child may be hiding. For instance, a gun. Look at picture frames behind them, cameras. Try to determine what's taking place. Behind a picture frame, you can find bullets. You should always, when your child brings in his popular knapsack with many different locations, look through it to see what exactly is your child carrying in addition to a book. Something simple as a crack pipe. Something simple as a baby doll. Could be just a baby doll, but also it could be a place where you can secrete or hide drugs. Run your hands over the pillows and see if you feel anything that's unusual. Like a pillow like this with a button is a perfect invitation to hide something. I've felt something bumpy. I will reach in, see what it is. Just look and see what's inside your bookcases.
The best part about the pillowcase, I know you can't see it because it's on the radio, is look at this pillowcase. I just ran my fingers over it, and then he stuck his hands out and pulls out a gun. I'm sorry. Something as simple as a crack pipe. What in the world?
We have a brand. New York has a brand.
I got to go home tonight after the show. I'm just going to start feeling my kids' pillowcases. What is this? A crack pipe? All right, shut up. Focus. It's Friday. All right, in case you're just joining us, I had been asked just like 20 minutes ago or so. Guy served his country, veteran, air marshal, border patrol. He didn't feel like it's worth it. I've loved this country. Friends died for it. I wonder, was it really worth it in the end? Listen, I don't know what you want me to tell you. I don't know what the best way to put this is, so I'm just going to lay it all out there, okay? I served in Iraq. Right, I'm not some warrior. I'm not some war hero or anything like that. It was a basic, very average grunt Marine. Well, nothing special. Trust me. It's something we really struggled with after we got back, started processing everything. The more we found out about that war, the more we found out about the reasons or lack thereof. It is something, and most of my GWAT buddies, Global War on Terror buddies, most of my Global War on Terror buddies feel the same way. It hurts when you sign up to serve a country you love, and you serve that country, and you make sacrifices, you suffer, you watch others suffer, and then you find out maybe it wasn't the gallant cause you thought it was. Maybe your country isn't quite as pure as you thought it was. I don't have a way to make that easier for you, but I'll say this. What you're going through is what most is unfair, what many troops have gone through in the whole history of the world. I've told you before. We were talking about slavery and kids who were being abused, and people focus on, you know, a Roman emperor when he's got all these slaves and he's abusing them. I focus more, at least myself. I think about the slaves because those are people too. Right? Those are just as important souls as the emperor. Whenever I hear about some historical battle. Some king starts some battle. Some feudal lord starts some battle. Some general starts some battle for ridiculous, selfish reasons. And that very, very, very often is the case. And the soldier or even peasant farmer who picks up a spear and a shield and he marches off to a faraway land and he dies laying on a battlefield with an enemy sword sticking out of his stomach. I think about that man. When I think about a battle of any kind and you see 20,000 were killed, 50,000 were killed. I think about this when I think about the Soviet Union, how they used to just throw their people's lives away. You read about them fighting the Nazis and 300,000 killed here, 500,000 killed there. Every one of those dudes was a real flesh and blood human being with a life and a wife and a kid, and then now it's gone, and it's over. And that's life. I don't have a nicer way to put it. That's life. You are an honorable person who's done honorable things and served honorably, because dishonorable men abused your patriotism doesn't take anything away from the honor of what you did. Do you respect Vietnam veterans? My respect for Vietnam veterans is, I can't even put it into words. Well, that was a bullcrap war that was run horribly by a bunch of turds. It doesn't take anything away from the lions who went over there and fought and bled and died. You did the right thing. Because others did not, doesn't take away a thing that you did. All right? All right, enough of that. Let's talk about the illegals and where they're going to live and what that means for poor people in this country and much more. Hang on.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.